Hello, good afternoon. May I please speak to Richard?
Okay, let me get him for you. This ain't his phone, but...
He's not available.
Hello?
That's okay. Yes, Richard?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking our call, sir. Happy Monday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, Richard, and we would like to get your opinion, and your answer will remain confidential. Do you have a couple minutes so I can conduct this short survey with you, Richard?
What's the survey on?
I'm sorry?
What is the survey on?
This is regarding your, everything that is going on in your community, sir. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate for your time, sir. Okay, are you or anyone in your household is a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in political campaigns, Richard?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Now, I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote. Which one will you choose, sir?
Likely to vote.
Likely to. Thank you very much, sir. What? With all the respect to you, Richard, may I please ask what is your age?
68.
Thank you very much. And the question will be, generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going the right directions, or have they gotten off the wrong track, Richard? What do you think about that?
Sometimes they wobble off to the side, but other than that.
So it will be right direction or wrong track?
No, they're not always in the right direction, but next question.
Okay, thank you, sir. When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also in the ballot for voters to decide, sir. So you will be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how will you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. In the elections were held today, Richard, will you vote yes on this favor will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no against anything except EMS.
Thank you. And will you say, and will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting? Is it definitely or probably, Richard?
Probably.
Thank you. Since ballot languages can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain 16 trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by sliding property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor for this proposal or no against this proposal? Is it definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor? Definitely vote no against or probably vote no against? On this side.
I will vote no again.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal, Richard?
I would vote still no against it, and maybe they'll send me $90. I don't know.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir.
I don't want my taxes to go up any more than they already are.
I understand that. No, you're
they already piss away enough money.
That's very understandable, yeah. and I understand what you're saying, sir. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion, Richard? I will read the first one. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. The second will be, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. The third one will be, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails. Which one will you choose, Richard?
I'm opposed to it for sure.
So I'd vote
no on it.
So we'll be the one for $90 or the other one for $70 per year?
Neither one of them.
Okay.
Neither one of them.
I understand that. That's very understandable, sir. Now, from the following list, which issues should the local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family members, Richard? Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety, making houses more affordable, holding the line of end property taxes and reducing government spending, controlling growth and development, protecting water qualities and water supplies, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, improving local roads and infrastructures, improving public education and local schools. Which one will you choose?
More than likely, lower the taxes.
The taxes, right? Okay.
Yeah, lower them.
Thank you, sir. Now, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate that if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinions or have never heard of it, you can indicate that as well. Now, I'm going to go ahead and mention this. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails are also known as TAR trails. Will you be very favorable, someone unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, Richard?
No opinion.
Grand Traverse County Government, are you very favorable, someone unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
I have no opinion on that either.
Your city or township government, very favorable, someone favorable, someone unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion.
I'm unfavorable about it. I really am.
Thank you very much. And I really appreciate for your valuable time with me here, sharing this with me, sir. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing? Is it too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast,
okay. Now, if I approve by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? You definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
I don't know about that. Sometimes they don't always do what they say they're gonna.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, there are a number of ways that money could be spent on this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. I'm going to read them to you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, sir?
I disapprove. We got enough trails. We don't need any more trails.
Okay. So to plan and construct new trails, strongly approve. Someone approves, someone disapproves, strongly disapprove.
Disapprove. It has anything to do with them trails.
Thank you. To promote recreation opportunities, do you strongly approve, someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
For what?
If this is for to promote recreation opportunities.
We got plenty of that around here already.
Okay. To protect open spaces for residential and commercial development, do you strongly approve, someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove, sir?
I disapprove of it.
Okay.
Too much spot zoning going on.
Thank you. To promote a local economy development, you strongly approve, or someone approve, someone disapprove, strongly disapprove, sir?
Oh, I somewhat approve of that.
Okay. Now, to promote health and wellness, is it strongly approve, someone approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve of that.
Okay, thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you, sir? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County? Which one do you choose?
I disapprove of it.
Disapprove.
Oh, see, the thing of it is, we already got all that.
Yes. There's too many trails, right? Too many
it's
trails.
Crazy. They're asking the same questions for what we already got.
I understand that, sir. Now,
yeah, there's trails every direction you go, anywhere in Grand Traverse County.
Yeah,
whether they're hiking or they're bike trails or what they are, they're all over.
I understand that. Now, you said here that you will not be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. It says here, a citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intent purpose. Do you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely, or there are no difference to you on that?
Less likely.
Less likely?
Yep.
Okay, there will be public disclosure of all project spending. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, Richard, or no different?
Most less likely.
Okay, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Much more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or no different?
No difference.
No different. The funds from this proposal will be matched.
No more questions you're going to ask.
We're almost done with this, and I really appreciate your patience, sir. Really, really appreciate that. Really, really appreciate that, sir. The reason we're doing this is because since this is a survey for your community and your opinions are very important to you, since this is going to be on your community there, Richard. That's the reason I'm asking, and I really appreciate for your valuable time providing it to me here. Now, you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate each argument is very convincing, someone convincing, or not too convincing. If today digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children play outdoors by physically active and have healthy lifestyle, will you be very convincing for that? Not convincing, not all convincing, or no different? Me corto. Hang up on me. That's okay. Thank you, sir. Muy largo estos pinches surveys, man.